From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. An Al Jazeera journalist detained in Egypt for more than a year is on his way home to Australia. Egypt today freed and deported reporter Peter Gresta. But as NPR's Laila Fadel reports, the fate of his two colleagues still in prison is unknown.
The case caused an international outcry over freedom of expression. The three men were convicted on terrorism charges, but that was overturned on appeal and a new trial was ordered. Gresta's release and deportation left questions about what will happen to his two colleagues, Mohamed Fahmy, an Egyptian-Canadian, and Bahir Mohamed, an Egyptian, who are still in prison. Fahmy has also applied for deportation under a new law that allows foreigners accused or convicted of a crime in Egypt to be deported to their home countries and be tried there, as long as the president approves it. But Bahir Mohamed, an Egyptian, cannot be released under that law. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
Jordan has renewed an offer to swap an al-Qaeda prisoner for a Jordanian pilot held by the so-called Islamic State. This after what appears to have been the killing of hostage Japanese journalist Kenji Goto. Jordan has been seeking proof that the pilot is still alive. An unusually slow-moving winter storm has crawled into the Midwest and is heading toward New England. More than 1,500 flights in and out of Chicago have been canceled. And Kabir Bhatia of member station WKSU reports the system will deliver a lot of snow as it heads east.
Parts of northeast Ohio could see a foot of snow today as the system gains strength moving east toward Pennsylvania. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Kaltika says the system is serious, but not as bad as what had been predicted for the East Coast earlier this week.
Right now, the low pressure is going to track through central and east central Ohio, and then we'll try to bring some warmer air up into the Akron-Canton areas. Cleveland will remain mainly snow.
In recent weeks, some Cleveland suburbs have been asked to conserve water as ice in Lake Erie has blocked intake valves. But Kaltika says that's unlikely to worsen with this storm. For NPR News, I'm Kabir Bhatia.
House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Paul Ryan has said he will take a pass on a GOP presidential bid in the 2016 cycle. In 2012, he was Mitt Romney's running mate. Today, Ryan had high praise for the way that Romney handled his decision not to run again.
It's a perfect style Mitt Romney decision. Country first. He did what he thought was right for the country. The way he decided this and the statement he made reflects that. And so he's just a class act.
Ryan appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. President Obama tomorrow unveils his budget for the next fiscal year, including an infrastructure upgrade plan, a tax overhaul to lower corporate tax rates, a one-time mandatory tax on profits that U.S. companies have amassed in other countries. This is NPR News. If you had no idea that each NFL team prepared its own footballs and brought them to the game, you're not alone. In a pre-Super Bowl interview, President Obama told NBC he was not aware of the practice until the controversy about the Patriots' footballs. Super Bowl 49 kicks off 1.5 hour from now. The mood's been festive outside University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. C.J. Burlingame is rooting for the Patriots. How will he react if New England crushes the Seahawks?
I don't know. I can't even tell you. I'm going crazy. That's what I'm going to do.
Great.
It's going to be great.
NPR's Tom Goldman reports the game is expected to be a close one between two evenly matched teams.
The Seahawks are trying to become just the 9th team in Super Bowl history to win back-to-back titles. The Patriots are trying to win a 4th championship since 2002, which would confirm their dynasty status. But New England faces several tough tasks, moving the ball against Seattle's league-best defense and trying to keep the best running quarterback in the NFL, Seattle's Russell Wilson, from running. New England defensive back Kyle Arrington will be one of those trying.
I don't know if you need to be a sports reporter in order to know that. I mean, if we could contain that guy, you know, we better our odds.
Right now, those odds have New England as a slight favorite. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Phoenix.
85-year-old New York Giants matriarch Ann Mara has died. Team co-owner John Mara says his mother passed away this morning. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support